So we are honored to have here now a person who is a part of this film that we've been telling you about here. And we're going to welcome to the program someone that I'm going to guess is largely a household name for a lot of people. Welcome to the program, Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
Ralph Pierre Lecoq, that's my real name. Yes, you got it, Tim.
Peter Marshall, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. As I understand it, Peter, you have had a kind of a long-term friendship with Kay Ballard.
Yes, Kay and I met in the early 50s in Kansas City when I was working with Tommy Noonan, and she was doing Top Banana with Bill Silvers. We stayed at the same hotel in Kansas City, and we got to know each other. And we started out as friends and then became like family. She was really my close friend, and I just loved her to death. And probably, you know, I have had a lot of talented friends in my life and as buddies, but I don't think anybody has ever been more talented than Kay. She was a phenomenal musician, great singer, wonderful comedian and actress, and she was never out of work. She worked with everybody in the world. And this special, it should be on network, is what it should be. It's one of the best specials you will ever take a look at.
The documentary is called Kay Ballard. The show goes on. And I know you have a part in it, as do many people that Kay has been associated with over the years, Peter. What is one of your most memorable moments that you spent with Kay Ballard?
Well, Kay and I, we work together an awful lot. And I have a little place in Palm Desert, and she lived in Palm at Rancho Mirage, so we were close neighbors. And we would do specials together. We would, you know, club dates together. I produced a show at the McCallum Theater, which is a beautiful theater in Palm Desert, called Old Faces, where I used about 16 old stars, and she was on the show, and she closed because nobody wanted to follow her, of course. And she's just this phenomenal talent. When people look at this talent, she worked with everybody, by the way, from, you know, Liza Minnelli to Perry Como. She starred on Broadway in many, many shows. Just a phenomenal career. And yet, a lot of people don't remember Kay Ballard. She only had one. She had a couple of TV series, The Mothers-in-Law with Eve Arden, and then she was on the Doris Day Show. But people who are not familiar with Kay will really love this special, and they will say, "Why didn't she become the biggest star in America?"
Well, it's a fair question. I know that they're using the little term here, the greatest star you hardly knew, and yet when you look through this, I had an opportunity to screen it. There are so many things that are familiar to me, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, she was in that. She did that. She did." All of a sudden, you realize you actually knew Kay Ballard in a lot of ways.
That's right. And did you enjoy the special?
I did. It's very well put together. It's quite honestly, it's a great escape right now to just take you back to these really great moments of all kinds of different Hollywood entertainment, from music to acting to film, and really just let you kind of relive the fun and the more carefree environment that we lived in.
Yeah, she was on the Ed Sullivan Show. She was a regular on the Perry Como Show. She did the Gary Moore Show. She did all these shows. And if you say to the average Joe, "Hey, did you enjoy the talents of Kay Ballard?" He'll say, "Who?" She should have been up there with Berman and Bernadette Peters and Carol Burnett and Carol Channing, because all of those people I just mentioned adored her.
And, yes.
If you knew Kay, you would really be so excited, because she was just one of those wonderful people.
Well,
a good friend. And,
I do think that, you know, that
I love the,
one of her great strengths and the weakness in that regard, perhaps, Peter, is that she never got typecast. I mean, I know, and I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I know most people, if I say Peter Marshall, they think Hollywood Squares. When you say Kay Ballard, you don't have that same association with any long-running tenure of what she did.
Yeah, and yet Hollywood Squares was one of the, you know, just one of the things I did. I've starred on Broadway many, many times. I've starred in Vegas for, you know, I opened the Desert Inn in 1950 with Tommy Noonan, and yet I couldn't sell three tickets. I would always be with a star. It would be Cheetah Rivera and Peter Marshall, Julie Harris and Peter Marshall, and then after Squares it was Peter Marshall and so and so Peter Marshall. Squares made me an entity of sorts, and Kay never had that opportunity to have a regular show that lasted 16 years. She was on The Mothers-in-Law for like 2 years with Eve Arden, but TV is the big, you know, if you have a TV series that lasts 5, 6, 7 years, you become a really very well known. And Kay never had that opportunity.
Yeah, although you could certainly argue that she was every bit as talented as should have. Peter, this is a weird time in Hollywood. So where can people now view this great documentary?
I don't know. I just watched it on TV the other day. It's online, and then my wife, I don't know how to work it, but my wife went to the phone to put it on TV. And I had seen this special before. I had seen it, and my other phone is ringing, so hang on. Just let me hang up.
And I know, again, like I say, these are uncertain times out there. We've been instructing people as we come across these things. You know, Hollywood's still churning stuff out. It's just being released in such a different way than we're used to. But if you go to your streaming service and you search it, hopefully you will be able to find it.
Yes, I hope so, because everybody should see it. It should be on NBC or ABC or CBS. It should be a special on television. And why it isn't, I have no idea. Because it's the most entertaining special you'll ever want to see. You'll see her on The Sullivan Show, on The Gary Moore Show, on The Carol Burnett Show, on this show. She did every show that was around, you know? And she was featured and starred in all these things. She worked with everybody. And she was brilliant. When I tell you, she was a great singer, you know, musician, actress, comedian. She was the best. And she was my good pal, and I loved her so much.
She was a great talent, as are you. Peter Marshall, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Be well.